The number one thing that's important in any school is to know your students in multiple ways. You have to know who your students are. You have to know the families. You have to know their communities. And you have to be able to look at it not through just your lens, but look at it from their lens and look at how it impacts why they do things and not just immediately assume that what they're doing is wrong or negative or rude or disrespectful, though that can happen, but how you can interact with it in a way to talk to them about it, help you see it from their point of view, and then help them see how acting in a different way helps with teaching and learning in the school. I talk about knowing students academically, socially, and personally. You do need to know their academic skills or academic strengths and weaknesses in order to prepare the curriculum that you're going to teach. But you also need to know, how do they interact with others? How do they interact with you? How do they interact with principals, parents, family, community? How do they do with other people? And then also personally, what are their personal strengths and weaknesses? What do they personally like and dislike? What do they think about school? What do they think about their home life? And all of those things are super important to understand. It's so important, especially since we know that most teachers are middle class, regardless of race. Being middle class versus being poor is different. And we bring that subconsciously into our teaching, and we expect students to want to be that way. And when they're not, we tend to see that as negative instead of seeing it as different. So knowing who your kids are and being able to compare that to how you think about the way you want students to be could help you be more open to how they behave, what they do, how they respond and react to things. And it will allow you to think more about how you then respond to what they do and what they say. And it would probably create a much stronger classroom if you're able to do that. Your goal as a teacher is to think about, what are the opportunities I provide to get to know my students? Do I have multiple ways to know who they are, to see them outside of the classroom, to talk to their parents, to talk to them at lunchtime or talk to them in the hallway, to get to know who they are in a way that goes beyond the teaching realm? And it's difficult. It's much easier in elementary school when you have 25 kids all day. You can get to know them within a month, get to know a little bit about all of them and get to know all of them well, probably by Christmas. But in middle schools and high schools, it's much more deliberate on the part of the teacher to go out of their way. We encourage our teachers to join clubs, to be coaches, to even go to community sporting events where the kids are playing, to visit activities that are happening on the weekends. You get to see the kids in a different environment. You get to see them interacting with parents. It takes time, but the end result is worth it. It's just that you have to persevere and put yourself in the situation where you can get to see all these things happening.